There was an odd confluence of memories this week. It was noted that 20 years ago, a failed coup in Russia led to the dissolution of the Soviet Union. And in Libya, NATO said it shot down a Scud missile that the alliance said was fired from near Sirte, Muammar Gaddafi's hometown. At one time, Scuds epitomized the Soviet military, armed with nuclear warheads. They were tactical nuclear weapons designed to strike at NATO targets barely 100 miles away. During the Cold War, Scuds were part of the massive military that Moscow said was there to defend against NATO, and that NATO said was what it was designed to defend against. Of course, World War III between NATO and the Warsaw Pact never happened, but Scuds with conventional warheads proved a durable export item for the old Soviet military. They were used by Iraq, and now they're used by Libya. The other day, Brian Palmer of Slate magazine wrote the story, "Why Do So Many Dictators Use Scud Missiles?" And Brian Palmer joins us from New York. Well, that's the question. Why do so many dictators use Scud missiles?
Dictators use Scud missiles because they were a convenient weapon to get their hands on back in the 70s and 80s when they didn't have much of an air force and therefore no ability to project their power beyond their borders. And the Soviet Union kind of was willing to sell them to them. In recent days, they just haven't had a particularly strong flow of weapons into their country. And so they use what they have, and the Scud is what they still have.
The post-Cold War life of the Scud missile, used, again, without nuclear weapons, I guess the main event was in Iraq, when Iraq fired them against Israel and also against Saudi Arabia.
And here they are again. What they do is they basically wheel them out of their hiding place. They're very easy to operate. You point them where you want them to go, which is a fairly large area within 150 to 200 miles. You send it on its way and you kind of close your eyes and see where it lands.
You're right, though, that Scuds were an inconvenient weapon in one sense because they use a liquid fuel that complicates storing them.
That's right. So the modern missiles that the United States and other developed Western militaries use have these solid fuels that are pre-mixed and loaded into the missile, and they're basically shrink-wrapped at that point, and they could be taken out and fired at a moment's notice. The Scud uses a liquid fuel, so imagine it's basically gasoline. You can't leave it inside the missile because it'll corrode it, and so what they have is a missile that can't be fired very quickly, and so they're not convenient in that sense.
Now, when Saddam Hussein famously launched Scud missiles against Israel, he did terrorize many residents of Tel Aviv. On the other hand, the Scuds didn't actually do very much damage. They didn't hit very much. As you say, the idea is to point them and hope they land someplace. They're not very accurate weapons.
No, that's why weapons experts refer to the Scud as a weapon of terror rather than a tactical weapon. You can't really achieve any kind of military objective with the Scud, except for scaring the people in the general area where you're shooting it, because it's essentially a game of Russian roulette. If you lived in Tel Aviv in Israel at the time, you knew a Scud was unlikely to hit you, but you knew that it was a possibility, and this kind of creates this wave of fear through a population.
Before Saddam Hussein used Scud missiles against targets in Israel, and also Dahran in Saudi Arabia, he had used them against Iran during the long Iran-Iraq Gulf War. So I guess that was probably the case of most of these being fired off in history. Would you agree with that?
That's right. In fact, in the 70s and in the early 80s, when the people were arming themselves with Scuds, the reason they were so popular in the Middle East was because most of them didn't see their enemies as the United States or Europe. They saw their enemies as their neighbors. So Saddam wanted to use them against Iran. Iran wanted to use them against him. Libya was in a war with Chad. Egypt and Israel were not getting along well. And so if you looked on the marketplace and you saw, here's a missile that I got just enough range to hit my neighbors, this is exactly what I'm going to use.
It's Brian Palmer of Slate magazine talking about the Scud missile.
All Things Considered continues in a moment.